91X News.
It's minus 10 and mostly cloudy at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Nick Ogden. The lawyer for a man who was convicted of first-degree murder in the deaths of four family members is arguing his client was a youth at the time of the offenses and deserves a new trial. Hamid Shafia's lawyer is asking Ontario's top court to admit fresh evidence, which he says proves the man was in fact 17 and not 18 and a half when his relatives were found dead and should not have been tried by an adult court. Shafia and his parents were convicted in January 2012 of four counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of his sisters, 19-year-old Zainab, 17-year-old Sahar, and 13-year-old Gidi, and his father's first wife in a polygamous marriage, 52-year-old Rona Amir Mohammed. Several premiers meeting with Prime Minister Trudeau today in Vancouver went into the session opposed to carbon taxes. Nova Scotia's Stephen McNeil says after spending heavily on hydroelectric transmission, he and other Atlantic premiers don't want to see carbon taxes levied on electricity. Expectations for the meeting have been repeatedly lowered, with the goal now to agree on a process that will produce a national policy framework. British Prime Minister David Cameron will be talking tomorrow with the leaders of Russia, Germany, and France about the situation in Syria. Cameron's office says the discussion will focus on ways to shore up the ceasefire. The other three leaders plan to stress to Russian President Vladimir Putin the importance of maintaining the truce so that peace talks can make progress in Geneva next week. Earlier today, Amnesty International claimed Russian and Syrian government forces have been targeting hospitals. There will be a lengthy closure eastbound on Highway 401 in Kingston between the Montreal Street exit and Highway 15 exit due to cleanup of an accident yesterday involving a tractor trailer. The closure started today at 9:30 and will last for approximately 8 hours. There will be an emergency detour route that will have drivers travel north of Montreal Street to Sunbury Road and then southbound to Highway 15 back to the 401. A map of this route can be found on qnetnews.ca. NASA space champ Scott Kelly is finally back home in Houston with his family and the swimming pool that he craved throughout his year-long absence from planet Earth. Before he could go home to his own bed Thursday, Kelly had to endure more medical tests to measure his body's adaptation to gravity. Kelly's girlfriend and his two daughters, ages 20 and 12, rushed into his arms after he exited the NASA jet that brought him back to Houston from Kazakhstan in the wee hours of Thursday. Kelly's 340-day space station mission set a NASA record. 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney says Donald Trump is dangerous and a fake. Romney delivered a speech at the University of Utah this morning saying Trump imagined that he saw Muslims celebrating the September 11th attacks in New Jersey and that his imagination must not be married to real power. He says if Republicans choose Trump as the party's presidential nominee, the prospects for a safe and prosperous future are greatly diminished. That's QNET News on 91X to 104 p.m. In sports, Senators backup goalie Andrew Hammond should be back in net tonight as Ottawa tries to keep its slim playoff hopes alive. The Senators are hosting Tampa Bay. Hammond is filling in for Craig Anderson, who suffered what the team is calling a lower body injury on Tuesday. There are 12 games on a busy night in the NHL. Some familiar faces have been announced for Team Canada in the upcoming World Cup. Two-time Olympic champions Sidney Crosby, Jonathan Toews, and Shea Weber are just three of the 12 players returning from Canada's Olympic gold medal-winning team from the 2014 Sochi Games. Surprisingly missing from Canada's first 16 was Montreal defenseman P.K. Subban. For Wayne Gretzky, there's something special about the number 99. The NHL's all-time scoring champion has a deal with G.P. Putnam's Sons for a book about the game's history and his own place in it. Putnam told the Associated Press that the book, currently untitled, will be published this fall, coinciding with the league's 99th anniversary. The Toronto Raptors have the day off after recording their 11th consecutive victory at the Air Canada Centre last night. Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan combined for 63 points in the Raptors' 104-94 win over Utah. There are four games on a light night in the NBA. Gavin Floyd is on the mound for the Toronto Blue Jays in a spring training game against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Floyd, who is making his spring debut, was plagued by elbow problems in his past two seasons with Atlanta and Cleveland. Send us your team or league scores, email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, mainly cloudy with 40% chance of flurries, high of minus 6. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of minus 12. Friday brings a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 0, and Saturday shows a mix of sun and cloud with 30% chance of flurries with a high of minus 1. At 1:05 p.m., it's minus 10. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Nick Ogden. News on 91X next at 2.